Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
If you believe in the future of high-speed internet access for the whole world, I've got 800 million reasons for you to love this interview with Nuran Wireless, which trades in Canada under NUR, and for our friends in the US under NRRWF. This is Euphora, reporting for Goracom, and most of us on the Zoom take high-speed internet access on our phones and laptops for granted. But it's a major problem for rural and remote areas, especially in developing nations around the world. Nuran Wireless is a leading rural telecommunication company that meets the growing demand for wireless network coverage in remote and rural regions of the world, connecting more than 1 billion people, hopefully, at one point in this future. More than just talk, Nuran has signed $800 million in contracts spanning 10 years and 7 countries with two of the largest mobile network operators in the world, MTN Group, a multinational mobile telecom company operating in many African Asian countries, and Orange, which most of you know is formerly France Telecom, a multinational telecom with over 260 million customers worldwide. Their outlook for 2024 and 2025, gross revenue, hopefully, $20 million in 2024, $50 million in 2025, but we're going to get an update on that. And their target within 5 years, 10,000 sites, $200 million per year in revenue, $100 million per year in EBITDA. And today's news, Nuran receives approval of $5 million loan facility is going to help make all that happen. Here's George and CEO Francis Letourneau.
Hey, Francis. Welcome back, my friend, and congratulations on this news. Before we dive into the details, how big is this from a 30,000-foot level?
It just proved the new strategy that we've put in place. We've been hiding for so long on this large facility that we are contemplating with the development financial institution. This one, we only started this last fall, and we are now aiming towards not only the approval today, but signing pretty soon. So it will be the expected resumption of the Nuran build, which everybody has been waiting for, including us, of course. So it's big for us because it will just allow us to deliver on promise and reach this EBITDA positive status that we've been looking for.
I found one quote, really, I loved it. I want to discuss the impact on your 2024-2025 build and revenue outlook. You said, this is a significant development in Nuran's financing strategy for its network as a service operations. Mm-hmm. The facility will allow us to establish our build plan for 2024 and achieve major milestones by the end of the calendar year. I know you're going to give some guidance, I think, after this is definitive, but what can you tell us about how those goals look like for those milestones look for the end of 2024?
Definitely reaching monthly EBITDA positive. So that's the ultimate goal. In terms of creating value for shareholders, that's the way you generate value. Revenues, gross margin, EBITDA, and then profit. So that's has been the goal of Nuran. This business model, due to the lean organization, allow you to aim for like 50% type EBITDA numbers, and this is exactly where we want to go. Wow. As soon as we get up to 650 sites, we will get to that EBITDA positive level. So this 5 million plus the money generated in Cameroon already will allow us to get to that status.
In my last interview, I said I gave you great credit that you pivoted in your financing how you're going to go about getting financing, specifically instead of relying on one big lender, and that was taking a lot of time, you pivoted to smaller ones, and now you know this one comes through for everybody. And the quote is, the lender may consider participating in a possible larger long-term debt syndicate to further accelerate our build plan. So is there a good chance that this lender can be a future source of more financing? And is it a credit to your strategy for shareholders that this actually worked out the way you expected it to?
We've also announced a couple of weeks back 15 million LOI from another group. And this goes in line with that. So in the course of course, this approval process, we met with them in London. I was there yesterday and we had breakfast together. And they kept saying that it's an opportunity for them. They would like to be part of it for a larger ticket for a longer period. So this is today a bridge facility to a larger package. It's a 2-year tenor, bullet repayment, interest capitalized. So they truly believe in the business model, and they see that once a larger ticket comes in, then they will be able to convert within this bigger package or get repaid. But it's definitely their interest to be part of a larger package at the end.
Do you think the company's at a turning point here, where you changed your strategy, you pivoted, you've got this milestone, you had that meeting in London yesterday? Do you think you've got to a turning point now where you see more clarity, more comfort, and you can really start to focus on your builds?
Yeah, step-by-step approach. That baby step is going to bring us to this big thing. We have a highly capital-intensive business model because you need to build the asset in order for those assets to generate revenue. So we will be in a capital-raising mode for a couple of years still. Because if we want to reach this 10,000 sites, you need to bring 250 millions of capital, because our average cost of per site is 25,000. But moving forward, and actually there's a lot of the money generated by operation that is going to contribute to that build. So it reduces the demand for capital raise, but we expect that the capital that need to be raised for the full-blown 10,000 sites delivery is around, I would say, $150 million that we will need to raise, the rest being generated by operations. So this is just getting our foot in the door. So we've been stagnant for a significant amount of time waiting for this big loan to come with really larger organization that are extremely bureaucratic and long to deal with. Right now, we just took the, I don't know, we say the horse by the harness. How do you say that in English? So I know the expression in French. I'm just trying.
Well, one expression is the African proverb: "How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time." And that's what like you're it. Doing here. Like you're not trying too. To get the whole 150, the whole 250. You know, it's the bites along the way that are going to get you there. So yeah, you've definitely accomplished that. And you said in the press release, I'm going to quote: "The company now has the ability to cover all material and build costs of new sites." So obviously that's not for all of them, all 10,000.
No.
But
no,
is that
no,
for 2024? No. Is that, does this give you the ability to cover all material and build costs for 2024, all new sites in 2024?
Not the 1,500 that we've announced. It's this leads to do maybe 600 sites. This is the evaluation that we've done. It will also depend on the Cameroon money generated. And once the sites are built, the money generated from other facility. But bottom line, this allows us to deliver this 600 to maybe a little bit more sites in 2024. So that's a major step to our outlook of 1,500 sites. So a 1,500 site will come with a larger facility, of course, coming in. But the 600, we have this secure for now. So that's a really, really good achievement that we've done.
And for new investors who are tuning in, and maybe current investors didn't hear the last interview you and I did, each of those towers are actually spinning off more cash than expected, right?
Yes.
They're performing really, really well. And let's kind of go over that again for a minute, because that's important, because you've said that's a big part of your strategy, which is, you know, maybe 150 million in capital that you're going to need, and the other 100 is going to come from the cash that's being spun off from these towers. How is the cash performance of these towers going since we last spoke?
We do extremely good, especially in the one where we are operating today. Some of the sites are generating today up to $7,000, while our expectation is around $1,500. So it's really good. It's highly dependent on our ability to improve our technology over time, because we saw how it was performing, and we have put a lot of energy to improve this. But also, there's a demand, George. It's there. It's utility. It's telephony. People need it, even in the middle of nowhere. So they have to be connected to the rest of the planet. And we took the mission to go and get this done. For this, we need to raise capital. This five is a one step further to our dream. And there will be some more coming in. The 15 million LOI already announced would probably convert into something bigger with other lenders, because I was in Europe last week to discuss and to grow the number of prospect lenders. And as we go, let's see where we do, but 600 covered. Let's aim for the rest to meet the outlook for 2024, 2025 and beyond.
By the way, I know you said use the word dream, and it is still a dream. But what I love is you're beyond the dream stage in terms of starting, because you've got fantastic third-party validation. We heard in the intro the contracts you got signed, the mobile operators that you've got with you, these kind of funding. So the great thing is the dream is underway, and I think that's what makes Nuren so incredibly exciting.
It's becoming true.
Changing pace for a second. So that's great. So we're going to wait now for the definitive and a couple of other things. Obviously, there's a lot going on right now. So that sounds fantastic. And it sounds like London was incredibly successful. The other piece of news was Solstice, your new product announcement. Let's talk about that. What is it, and how does it fit into your strategy of what you're doing here?
Thank you for bringing that up. This week was Mobile World Congress, one of the biggest mobile telecom show in the world. It's the biggest, 130,000 attendees to a show like that. Of course, Nuren is a drop in the ocean for this large show, but it's a good place to launch new product line, new services, and so on. And that's what we did. We launched three products during the show, Solstice, that I'll get back to this in a second, and Insight and Sentinel. This is exactly kind of an extract of what we do already for us that we would like to expand and do for others as well. So should you do site survey, site selection process for yourself, and if you do good, having sites generating $7,000, you can probably do it for MNOs as well with their own CapEx spend. So we want to expand and enlarge our footprint in Africa, especially in those countries where we have operation, because we have experts in the field. So why don't we use this expertise to expand this thing? Sure. The other one is Sentinel. Sentinel is a network operating center service that we already have a customer for it. So Solstice is, we are building telecom into places where there's no grid power.
That's a major problem.
Exactly. So if you bring telephony and people have phone, but they don't have way to charge it, then how can they use it? So our objective is to create an ecosystem of partners. And this first partnership with a Canadian-based company to bring charging solution to our site is our first step to probably a larger opportunity or a larger business model to put in place. Solstice, we created the brand as it is, and we will bring a lot more. Clear Blue Tech, our partner from Toronto, will also be part of this program, because we want this green energy to be at the forefront of what we do. We are changing lives, and we are changing lives not only with telephony, but we'll also do it via power. So Clear Blue Tech has been a strong partner of us, and now those charging station are going to be game-changing. I already had interest from MNOs when I was in MWC, because they said, okay, good for you, but I would like to have mine too, because there's two flavors of it. One is a cabin, locked, and they would like to use it for their agents on the ground, even to their site. So, which is really good. It's self-powered. It gives you access to recharge phones. It's locked, so it's a locked environment. And our partner has the software to manage those charging fees. So, and once this is repaid, And this is the importance of the press release. All the profits generated by the charging are going to be reinvested in the community. Our business is network as a service. This is where we're going to make our money, our profit. And this is going to be our contribution to the community to say thank you for allowing NewRAM to run its business.
That's giving up a lot. That is giving up a lot. But reinvesting in these communities, you're right. That focuses back on your core business as opposed to trying to turn Solstice into its own business. Solstice is going to support the core business. How do you, by the way, what's the power source for Solstice? Is it solar? Is it green hydrogen or something? Is it, explain to us how the power source works.
It's really solar energy that goes straight to a controller that has multiple batteries that loads all of those phones together. That's it. And there's a software that is linked to our network operating center that will allow us to monitor those charge. It's a few cents per charge, and it's a 1 hour charge. And the intelligence of this is the management tool, because bringing solar is kind of simple, but it's the whole equation, the whole ecosystem that works well for what we're trying to do here.
Ryan, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was about to say, you may have people at home thinking, that can't be a big deal. You put a couple of solar panels out and you generate some power, big deal. But it's not that, right? It's creating the entire ecosystem to be able to make it all happen.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, Clear Blue Tech, our power partner. We did a video together, by the way, at Mobile World Congress, me and Myriam. So Clear Blue Tech, the intelligence behind what they do is their core value. So they have created smart meters, smart controllers, plus the software that they've put on top of this called Illumience is what makes us unique in terms of power management. Our sites are 95% up, 95% of the time up due to the management of this, because you have to remember that in Cameroon or DRC or any other country where we will operate, there's raining season, massive raining season. And our base station continues to draw power from those sources. So you need to manage it properly. You need to see what is coming, and you need to predict how the usage is going to be, to sometimes do some actions on the system to make the battery life for longer. And so far, in 2 years of operation, our sites have been up over 90% of the time, but today we are at 98% uptime.
Yeah, that's unbelievable to have uptime in the middle of rural villages and communities somewhere. It's not 98 trends uptime in Ontario or Quebec. I mean, that's really, really impressive, Francis. Hey, 2023 was a year of waiting. And I know what I really always respect about you is you didn't hide your acknowledgement of your frustration and shareholders' frustration, because you guys have done everything right and you're waiting for a big lender to come through and you're kind of stuck in a bureaucratic process there. But 2024, it seems like you just came right out of the gate, you know, you shot out of the gate like a cannonball. How are you feeling here? Here it is, first week of March. How are you feeling about the company? And more importantly, maybe, Francis, how should your shareholders now be feeling about the future of the company for 2024, 2025 with all this happening?
Interesting that you bring that point. I like it. Just look at everything that we've announced since the beginning of the year. We have been there, done that. We broke our teeth. There was a lot of learnings happening in 2023. And everything that we've done end of 2023 up to now was to really put everything together, put the strategy in place, and be ready to rock and roll. And if you just look at since the beginning of the year, announcement of a mandate letter, announcement of an LOI, and then new product, and then site life, and then and building sites, and this and that, so you will see like a good flow of news for the next weeks and months. and we are ready to rock and roll. We've always been ready to rock and roll, but 2023 has helped us to really understand our business and make all the good things that we had to do to be successful. We're ready to rock and roll. I like the word now. And this 5 million is just like really the start of this thing.
Yeah. But it must feel really gratifying for you and the team to now switch and a majority. I mean, you still have some of your eye on the financing, of course, but now it seems like instead of 2023, you're 100% focused on that because you had to wait. Now it must feel really gratifying for you and the team, Francis, that now you can focus, you know, 60, 70% of your time on operations, growth, making things happen, implementation, and create that forward inertia.
And the team is super excited to see it started. They're ready. They've put everything in place. It's now.
Congratulations, Francis. A great milestone. And I love how 2024 has just been bang, bang, bang. One, incremental. And now I can just see it in you. And again, I'm going to give you credit. You were not hiding in 2023. You were acknowledging frustration and you were, you know, you're accepting it. And now, so that makes, you know, that makes your vibe here, you know, even more genuine, even more real. I can see it. It's fantastic. And as a friend and a shareholder of the company, I think I speak on behalf of all the shareholders. It just seems like things are going really in the right direction now. Keep it going. You have everyone's support, continued success. And it sounds like I'm going to have you back on pretty soon. There's a lot that's going to start rolling. So
we don't know what the future is about, huh? But it's,
and by the way, I don't know. To see you obviously soon. I don't know anything, but you know, clearly, you know, this agreement you're talking, the $15 million one looks like that's moving closer. That may create a bit of a syndicate from where you're saying in London, you know, a bit of a roll on effect. So it sounds like we're almost there. Can't have wait to have you back. But in the meantime, like the Kansas City Chiefs behind you with the helmet there, enjoy this victory today and can't wait to have you back, my friend.
Thank you, John.
To anybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening to my podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform. To Francis Letourneau, he's a CEO at Neuron Wireless, trades in Canada, NUR for friends in the US, NRRWF, and even for our friends in Frankfurt, 1RN. If you're new to the story and you like what you've heard, then do your due diligence. Get to the profile page of Neuron on Agoracom because we've got a good 30,000 foot layman's overview there. And then head over to the company's website, do your deep dive due diligence, because if you believe in the future of high-speed internet access for everyone around the world, then you've got to take a look at Neuron. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.